Hey,
Blog Talk Radio.
We're here to tell you about the Lord Jesus Christ. What God has done for us, He is continuing, you know. Excuse me. And there's one thing that I say on this Saturday night. I'm here to ensure that we can get the Word of God out. The more I can speak of the Word of God, the more I can say of what's going on. But I want to take us through the scripture, go to Jeremiah 29. I think a lot of us out there know it. Jeremiah 21 and 31, I believe it is, where God says, Jeremiah, I know the thoughts that I have towards you, said the Lord. The thoughts are good and not evil, and they're to bring you to an end. What God wants to do with us, it is up to us to come and bow before the living God. God loves us. God doesn't hate us. And you know what we've seen going on in America? We've seen some real problems. That's why I think we need to have prayer time tonight. I don't know if anybody's going to call in or not. If you don't, I'm still on the prayer line because I'm going to be faithful on my post. I will not come off my watchman's seat and see what I see and say what I see, because everything has an attitude about it. It's how we see it, what we say, and what we think. But, you know, I will say this also to those who are just coming in. I want you to know there's a university in Houston. It's called Emmanuel Temple School of the Bible. And we give our degrees to people who are going into the ministry. And it's the same as going, but you have to qualify in order to be a participant. I don't know if you live in Houston or in the other world, because we have degrees in associates of theology, masters of counseling. We get bachelor of theology, and also you get the doctorate of theology and divinity. I have gone to that school and I've learned so much. I got books all over in my study back here, because I want to know more about what God is saying to us. And you see, a red book is not a whole book. I must live the life I live in order to be that book, because people are going to look at me. And, you know, I get so many things that I see. And as I move into what God is calling us to do, the one thing I would say, the Holy Spirit has a favorite word. And you know, to God be the glory. As I was reading in my Bible last night, the three things that stuck on me that resonated with me. Three things in heaven and three things in earth. We see the Word, we see the Son, we see the Holy Spirit, and they agree. We see the body, the flesh, and the spirit. They agree. They're on earth. What God is saying to us, we must come into alignment with Him, because God's favorite word through the Holy Spirit is that, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that those that believe in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. Everlasting life. I was writing, preparing for a message some time ago, and I was pointing out there is three types of deaths that you pass. Physical, when you leave the body is no longer there, and in the spirit, and in the death from God. See, spiritually, you can be living in a life where you have a whole lot of things that are going on, but you're spiritually dead. But when you accept Jesus Christ, you become a positive, and God has a need. God is not begging. God is saying, this is what I have for you. And the more I read in God's word, the more I can solidify myself to the fact what God is doing, what God wants, and what God needs. I ask a question today. I'm on my soapbox tonight. America has become, they say they're going to church tomorrow. So many people raise so much hell because the Bible tells us. See, because when we come to God, and the reason why we say we love God, do we? If we love God, we will obey him. God said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments, if you love me. And see, a lot of people got it all wrong. The Ten Commandments still stand on the predicate of what Jesus said. Upon these two. Upon these two. I'm giving you the whole medicine. See, it's like back in the day when we had to take castor oil. We had to take castor oil and black rock to make sure we were lubricated and taken care of. And I say this in a love, kind way. The people in America, we've lost, some of us have lost our way. We won't hear God. We won't listen to God. Won't be obedient. God is trying to get, God is getting the attention to those who are trusting in him. I was asking a lady today to read from the book of Psalm 49, and I think it's the sixth verse starting somewhere, but as we began to read it, I was trying to point out what God is saying. He said, look at the person. Now let me put it on the shore of what I'm saying. America just went through almost down. But the righteous kept on praying because we had $24 billion that was pushed down the water hole and flushed by a man from Texas. Cruz. We need to pray for Cruz for a better understanding. Okay, I'm acknowledging you guys. Because this was Psalm 49 coming. They think they know everything. They're right. Everybody else is not wrong. You have to live in accordance with what they say. But it is set up so there is sin and there is sinners. Sin is when we came into the world. Sinner when we involve ourselves and do. And this is why God looked, and I thank God for the old man who wrote that book. He wrote that book, and Smith wrote the word. He said, if you're going to trust God, you got to spend time separate from this world, and you got to know that you know. You got to know that you have the power to bind and to loose. See, the reason why a lot of us, we say we have the power, but we don't have it. Could I put us yours to it? Because I've come to understand. And the more I search it out for myself, I said, Lord, if I'm not following what you want it to be following, will you show me a better way? And you know what God is doing? God is showing me a better way. There was a time when I was called a Baptist. I believed Baptist, I was cut. I was Baptist, I was fried. I was Baptist, I was right. Whatever I said, according to the Baptist covenant, I was right. But the more I began to reach out and see the word of God, and so wait a minute, it's deeper than this is. See, God don't want us to be set this in one corner. God wants us to expand, go to the height, go to the depth, go to the left. The more we do this, the more we can get God involved in our Lord, in our life. So I take us back to the point. America, And I'm going to put a challenge out there. I've asked for 50 states. I've sent an email out there on my Facebook, KDSK Broadcasting Network, Willie Hunter. I've put it out there. And I've asked for 50 people from 50 states. If you're from Texas, if you're from Mississippi, if you're from Louisiana, I want one person to pray for that particular state at that time. When I say your time to pray, because the phone lines will be open. And you know what? I believe. Now, I'm praying to God. I'm asking God to send the 50 people. I'm serious. But you know what? Everybody got their own way of seeing things. I don't see it that way. Read the Bible. Let me show you something about what God's word says. And here's what God said in Exodus 19:22 and 23. Here's what, and let the priests who come near the Lord consecrate themselves, lest the Lord break out against them. But Moses said to the Lord, the people cannot come up to Mount Sinai, for you warned us, saying, set bounds around the mountain unconsecrated. You see, a lot of people don't want to get consecrated. They don't want to consecrate themselves. They don't want to be able to come before God. But see, Jesus paid a price so that we could come to the Father. And we could come to the Father through us being consecrated. So when we look at the Word of God, God's Word, he wants us to get soaked with his Word. See, believers, don't be afraid of what's going on in America today, because God is on our side. Non-believers, join up and come on in. I will say this to you. Are you ready for the fight? See, it's a fight of faith. You ain't got to throw no stick. Praise God. You ain't got to shoot no gun. But the greatest power you can have, it is called the Didymus, dynamite power. You can have the power of the Holy Ghost. And by the Holy Ghost being there for you, in you and through you, the Holy Ghost gives you the power to exalt God. I've never seen the Holy Spirit, but I have had his presence. I have had the feeling of the fire in my body, in my understanding. God can. But you know what? There are a lot of people just don't want to believe it. You know why they don't want to believe it? Here's why they want to believe it, because they have not walked with God. There may be somebody out there that's a liar, a thief, a murderer. Those two young men that got life in prison, somehow or another, see, the enemy is always fixing up a scheme to let some people come out and think that what they're doing is A-okay. But I can say this to you. They got caught. Now, we praying for them that they get safe while they're behind the bars. See, God has come. And here's something else I want to, here's something else I want to just say about us staying soaked. I'm looking at it. It says, in Joel, see, if America would stop believing everything that's not of God, the naturalness of God, God is God, and he is no respecter of people or person. God is God. Can we agree to that? Yes, I believe so. But listen, that the Old Testament coincides with the New Testament. In the book of Joel, it says, and it shall come to pass afterwards, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall have see visions. And also my men servants and my maid servants, I will pour out my spirit in those days. Did it happen? Yes, it did. It happened. Because when Jesus Christ came, he came to this earth. He came. He was born into the world. He walked it for 12 years and stood up and took his mortality and became. And he said, I must do about my Father's will. So when your son get 12 years old, you need to introduce him before then. See, the mother takes over until they get 12 and after that. The father takes it all the way to the next level. And here comes Jesus, the young man. 12 years old, my. And you know what? Even the scribes and say, wait a minute, who is this? We ain't never heard a man talking like this before. So he's a part of. See, he is. He was speaking of himself. I'm here. For 30 years, he got quiet. For 18 years, and he was never spoken of. And isn't that something? But God put a quiet time through his beloved son, through my brother. He put a quiet time so he could gather up, pray up. And you know, when he got to the stage of 30 years old, he was led by the Spirit of God. When you go in Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and you'll see what a God, the Spirit of God, moved him into the place to fast and pray. He was there for 40 days and 40 nights. And you know, on that day, the Satan came in and he tempted him. So that's you. If you be. But when you go back and look at it, you go back to Psalm 55, you see Jesus talking about, no, I will not bow. I will not bow. I will not bow. See, the enemy, hallelujah, the enemy was the devil, and the devil is nothing but a liar. He is a D-A-M-E, liar. And he knows that he knows, and he said, if you be, no, Jesus said no, because it's already prophesied in the Old Testament in Psalm 55. See, the more you correlate God's word, the more you can see what God's word is saying. It's not so much about because somebody said to be right. If the word said it's right. See, but people got different Bibles, but I want to stick with the King James Version where it says, thus saith the Lord, and the Lord saith. Because I believe I'm more in tune. I feel, see, and one thing else while we're into this particular area. Every 28 days, every 2.8 days, correction, every 28 days, every 280 verses of word, every 28,000, every 280,000, on where the word B-L-O-D is mentioned in the Bible. Because it is a sign and a symbol to those of us who have been washed by the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. So as I talk to you tonight and tell you, I would have you to know this. Satan cannot defeat you. Yes, he's been given three legal weapons against you, but if you allow him to tempt you, that's the first thing he's going to do. He's going to tempt you. He's going to, if I can get Willie Hunter to leave off with his assignment, he won't come. See, God began to show me different directions. If I can't say, get up in the morning, Lord, lead me and guide me into everything. That's my request is for God. Silent unknown, Lord, watch over me. And you know what? God will honor my request. See, God is a good God. See, in the book it says, that work that God has started in me, God will continue it out until the day of Jesus Christ shall come back. This is the confidence that I have. Not really. I don't have a confidence in the president. The president can't do nothing for us. People behind the scenes tell him what to do. I love him. I thank God for it. I love both houses. I love even the United States Supreme Court, where we got some people that still got some foul action, but I still love them. I'm praying for them. I believe that God can make a change in them. And, you know, what it is, what God is saying to us, we go back to the scripture again. The one word that God of the Holy Spirit. And I would say this to you. When God spoke and told Moses what the people in Exodus, he said, Lord, you said put a boundary. See, God has to put a boundary. God has a boundary that even the water can't The ocean can't come no further than God's boundary says. No much rain, God has a statement on the boundary. But I will say this, the more we believe God, the more God will use us. But we can come into the boundaries through Jesus Christ. And you know when Jesus walked this earth, you know they saw him. They saw the first miracle he did. He turned water into wine. My, my, my. And the wine also, whoa, show what y'all got. No, I ain't talking about just telling wine. It was wine fermented. But God spoke the anointed word into the water. They came and said, Master, well, you know, son, he said, they here, but they ain't got no wine. He said, bring it. See, God always say, what you got, bring it to me. Whatever you got, bring it to me with God's, I mean, through Jesus Christ. Bring it to me. Don't take it to the potentate. Don't take it to the high queen. Bring it to me. Father, can you make this better? God can. And you know what happened? When they brought it, said, now go get this and drink out of it and give it to them. And they said, oh, my Lord, this wine is better than the wine you have. See what God, through his son, does. He makes it better for us. God is so in love with us. He loves us. America is skeeting, but I can say if you can put your particular shoes on, stop skeeting. Get off the ice. Get on the road. Pull your shoes up. Stop for a few minutes. Thank God for what God has done. See, in America, there were many people who still not going to listen to God. There's people out there still hungry, still murdering people, the rich and the low, the high and the low. God said, can any one of us rescue or pay the price for that soul? No. God said, no. There is no one can pay the price, nobody but his beloved son, Jesus Christ, who came into this world and paid a ignominious price. He had to suffer degradation. I mean, can you believe that what God allowed his son to go through, they whipped him? First they take him before the great council and they did this to him, they spit on him, they slapped him, they did this. One man was nothing but a liar and said, I saw, and they began to put things up. But you know also, Jesus brought one of the disciples in named Peter. Said, Peter, that the enemy desires to sift you like wheat. See, Jesus knew everything, but he was trying to get Peter right. So Peter couldn't jump out on there and fall flat of his face. Like Willie Hunter have done sometimes. Lord, you know I will do anything for you. I will die even with you. He said, Peter, Hunter, let me tell you something. Before the rooster crows three times, you will deny me. I won't, Lord. No, I won't. No, I won't, Lord. God said, oh, yeah. God just looked at him. So when they got through with Jesus, it was led to place, and Mormon said, don't y'all remember Willie Hunter? That was the man who was out there. Yeah, we remember him. He talking about Jesus. I don't know him. Move on to another position. They says, and he warmed up his hands and said, oh, he's the one that was walking with Jesus. He got the mark all over him. Weren't you the one? No, that wasn't me. No, that wasn't me. Y'all were looking at somebody, hey, homie, you look at the wrong person. Say, come on, y'all, look here. Let me point out to you. I don't know the man. But all of a sudden, here he comes. Aren't you Peter? Aren't you the one that says, don't you know Jesus? Don't you know him? Cock-a-doodle, cock-a-doodle. Peter said, no, I don't know. He got upset. Got to talking crazy. Messing with me. Why you come messing with me? I'm not, we got bad language, and all of a sudden, the rooster, the rooster told a story. Man alive, the rooster told a story. That's a good message to preach. The rooster told a true story. See, when God, and see, yeah, I was there. I remember when I moved with my friends, it was better. You know, I don't want to talk too much about Jesus. But now I don't care. Because I've already been crucified with Jesus Christ. I'm not ashamed of him. You shouldn't talk like that. Well, shouldn't I live holy? Don't I know that the Holy Spirit dwells within me? If he dwells within me, he lives in me. So then, I don't have the right to sit here and say to somebody, I love God so much. You know, my beloved wife, I've been with her for 40-some-odd years, and I still love her. Do we all agree? No. Do we all see the same thing? No. Well, aren't you the man? Yes. But I'm doing my position. So I'm the one who directs the peace in this house because God said he put me in charge. You need to go and read the 6th chapter of Ephesians and go back to Colossians. You go back to the different scripture. Well, Paul brings it vehemently. Concerning it. And I will say this to the listener. Every man that hit his wife, he's a dog. He's a D-O-G. A dog will go and puke his own stuff up and come back a days later and eat up. You need to respect your wife. Don't make her the apple of your eye. Let her be the wife she's supposed to be. Treat her according to God's word. You go and read the Bible, what does God say? He said, a woman shall be part of the house. She shall be so that nobody going to try to disown you or put you down because she going to know why you're staying. I don't care if your sister-in-law come, your brother-in-law going to come. This is my husband. See, but a lot of people want to be, see, a lot of people want to bring things in so they can cover up their own way. But as long as you're walking for God, and you know, always, they don't hurt me. They're going to say what they want to say. They're going to do what they want to do. But they don't hurt me because I know what God has said. Behold, this is my beloved son. If he said it for Jesus, he can say, he said, I'm pleased with what he's doing. I'm pleased. See, as long as I'm doing God's will in the world, God is pleased. God is pleased. And that's why I tell people when I was teaching them on the crowns and judgments, and I'll get back to that, but I will say this in the conversation. Do you not know that when Jesus Christ died once and for all, and to those of us who accept the resurrection, the death, burial, and resurrection, and we're being revived by the Holy Spirit, are born again into the body of Christ, we were judged then. But when we come back, here's the thing that makes me so humble myself and see it. The throne, the bema seat, Jesus is going to judge what we've done while we received him in the body. Oh, my God. Yep. He gonna judge me. What I've done in the body since I was, see, my sin's been forgiven, but my judgment come because, oh my God. And that's why I say the greatest word that God loves is love. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Whosoever shall believe in him shall never die. He shall never die, shall never die, shall never die, shall never die, but have eternal life. What eternal life means, we're going to leave the body. And one day I say this all the time. To live is to die is to live. Because when you read in the scripture, it says, when a man is a dead, and when he's dead spirit, when he's dead in the body, he's alive in the spirit. Let me go back again. Yes, I live in this 6 foot frame plus inches body I live in, but it must be dead to the word of God and alive in the spiritual arena where God is. God has it so that God, he speaks about his word. See, he imparts us wisdom and give us to understand. See, God wants us to understand more. And the more we get to know God, we got to have the mind of the Lord. Let me show you something. Then they can put in custody that the mind of the Lord might be shown to them. And that's in the Old Testament, Leviticus 24:12. And in the New Testament, so let this mind in Colossians, let this mind that was in Jesus Christ be also in you, who thought himself not to be equal and to be with God. And he considered robbery, he considered himself as being. He even fashioned himself in the form of a man and came down and submitted himself even to the death of the cross. Now, what man, you think the president's going to do that? Oh, what? No. No, they're not. See, man should live in that. One man I remember was 82 years ago going to be with the Lord. Memories are there. But you know what? He's in a place called there, where Jesus is. They used to call it purgatory. No, but it's a place that they're called Abraham's bosom. Abraham's bosom. And what God does, all of us go there until that time, our departing time. And you know what makes me know what God can do? You see, in the beginning was the Word. God created the earth and the heaven. And you go into the book of Psalm 121, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, who made the heavens and the earth. See, because there was no heaven. Heavens are earth. Many heavens. There are three heavens, but there's only one earth. And see, God said, I am God before there even was. Man, look, I ain't going to try to think on that, but I'm going to say, Lord, I thank you for the wisdom you're putting through me and understanding. See, heavens, you got three heavens. You got the atmosphere, you got the ionosphere, and you got the stratosphere. Beyond that heaven, we don't know the length or the breadth, but all we can remember that God is above it all. Can you see God? No, don't take it in your mind, but just believe God as you. See, and God will show you, Lord. God will bring it to our understanding so that we can listen to God. See, I'm only interested in one thing, to get everybody to change their speech from cussing each other out, from lying on each other, hating each other, and know that God is greater. God is so great that he's love. There's more love that he has to give to us, for us, and by us. And you know what I was saying, reading Genesis 1:2, it says, the earth was without form. Look out, listen to this now. The earth that God made in one and one, he had the heads and the earth. The earth was without form and void. Nothing was there. And darkness was on the face of the deep. Now, here's what the Holy Spirit comes in, God Almighty. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the water. Oh, hallelujah. And in Genesis 1:3, it says here, then God said, let there be light. And there was light. Hallelujah. Ooh, see, where did light come from? God, who spoke it into existence? God did.
See, and what God has said to us, he let us know because Elohim, when we see God is here, Elohim, and what we need to say, God, the Spirit of God is moving upon the water. The Spirit here is Roch, amen, and was translated as the wind. You know, we see the wind, we get all the windstorm, we get here in Houston, Texas, and around the world, but God is getting us to know. You know what? Beloved, I will say to those of you that are listening tonight with love and God in my heart, and see, when God reveals as a creator, Satan can't create nothing but a lie. Satan is looking at you, find a way to lie on you, charge you, tempt you, send them something you don't need to see or say or do, call lust. Then he wants you to just say, okay, come on, follow me. You got to know that you know that you know you are not going to follow the helots. Because there are a lot of people that are going to hell. And let me tell you something. Because I've been beat up because I say what God says. God says in the latter part of the Bible, he says he's not going to let these people who are practicing this. We got more people in America still practicing witchcraft. Oh, yes, they do. They do it big time. I can fix it. Let me tell you something. If you got the Holy Spirit in your life, you need to take a hold of the Holy Spirit to lead me and to guide me. And you know the Holy Spirit, he will let you know when the witches come. He will let you know when the warlocks. Getting mighty quiet out there. But God is still speaking. And what God wants us to know, when he sent his wind to pass over, you know, man was there, but man was not yet brought up. Because in Genesis chapter 1, 26, and God said, and God the Father, and God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, and the unanimous said, let us, tripartite, three in one, let us, hallelujah, let us make man in our image and our likeness, and let him do this, let him be in charge of the earth, let him tend. We want him down there. So God said, okay, no problem. They agreed to it. See, everything was done. It was an agreement. See, a husband and wife must be in agreement. When you go before the jury, they must be in agreement, either 12 to 1, 62. No, something wrong, because they couldn't really quantify the person was guilty. But I say this to you with love. Today I'm a rich man. I'm a rich man in mercy. I'm a rich man knowing the will of God in my life. I'm a rich man, what God has done for me in the body. I'm a rich man that's in love with God. I'm rich, 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 rich. How am I know I'm rich? Because the word of God says it. He said that you may prosper. That you may prosper. That's why God said what he said to Jeremiah. I know the thoughts I have for you, Willie Hunter. My thoughts are not evil. My thoughts are good. And they're to bring you to an expected end, a good end. Lord, you've enlarged my feet so that I won't slip. See, God has done so much for us. But we got believers who are falling by the wayside. Remember, you've got to know that you can capture what God has said for you, not what somebody else said, what God said. You got to supply yourself with the knowledge. You got to pray into it. You got to take on it. See, traditional Christians always say, translating God in the case that God is divine nature, 3-2, in unity. And bad is right. See, what God is saying to us, the interpretation would be that a particular simple indication of numerous characters of God. God don't have one character. God don't have one love. For God, single. God is three in one. For God so loved the world. You know what? Satan don't love this world. You think Satan loves this world? We wouldn't see the hell we see going on there because, see, he throws a rock to hide his hand. I didn't do that. No, I didn't throw that rock. He's lying. He's a liar. And when we know he's a liar, trust God. You know why? Because they're indicative of, I heard about it, but I don't know. See, there's $1 million standing next door. People in there talking about it, how you can get $1 million. And you know what? Say, I don't think I need to go in there. I'm going in there because that's what the Word of God says. See, God wants to give it to us, but we're afraid to reach out and let God use us. You're going to get beat. Don't worry about it. You're going to get slapped. Don't worry. They're going to even kill you. Don't worry about it. God got your name. That's why in Revelation said, Lord, how long? Not long. How long is long? Not long. See, God knows when he's here, oh yes, when he get ready to come back for us. My mother and daddy are going to be with the Lord. But I will say this. I know that I know that the God they serve, I serve. And therefore, when I read to the book of Joshua, it says, but as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. How are we going to serve? We're going to serve in truth and we're going to serve him in peaceable. We're going to serve him in love. We're going to serve him in ability to know that we know, not because of what we heard, but we're going to know that we trust God. It might look rough on this side, but you know, God is doing an elevation. I can tell you. Some of you listen, but that's all right. I love you, don't call, because I still love you. And I will say this to somebody. Somebody's in the hospital right now. I love you with the love of Jesus. And Father, I thank you for that person that's listening to us right now. You will let the healing balm through the name Jesus Christ, the blood that he spewed out. For the word said, by the stripes he bore on his back, we are healed. That a person be healed of mind, a physical atonement, a physical normality. And you, Father, you can do it better than anybody because it's your word. And we depend upon your word, Father. Your word makes it all better. I said thank you. I said thank you. Here's what Job says in Job 38:4-7. Where were you when I said, here's God talking to Job. See, when you read Job, you need to read Job. I have. And what God is. Who is us? God is Elohim, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nisqabu, Jehovah I Am, Jehovah the Ready One, Jehovah the Blessed One, on and up and on up. But here's what Job has to say about Jesus Christ. He says it to God. God says, where were you when I laid the foundation of the earth? Why were you, Joe? Why were you, Willie Hunter? Why was it, Mr. President, Mr. Congressman, the Senator, Supreme Court? Why were you? Tell me if you have an understanding. Well, Lord, I don't understand how you did what you did, but I believe what you did. I mean, and here's what you have to take notice of. Who can determine the measurements? Can any of us do the measurements? No. Surely, you know. Come on, God, so give me an answer. You know. you know, I love God. God is so good. But Job was good, too. But Job was going through his problem. Who shall stretch the line upon it? To what is its foundation fastened? Oh, my God. All of us know about it. Something that I've hooked down by gravity, which we have learned to understand, and now we live in the technological arena, because in my day, we had what they call a phone, but it was big as the Bible I got here, but now it's so small with so much power. See, but God is allowing it so that we, his believers, can let the world know he's on his way back. He's on his way back. Here's what it was like to what was the foundation fastener, old lady's cornerstone. Well, we know about the cornerstone. We know about the Masonic. And here it says, when the morning stars were together, when you get up in the morning, you can see all the stars, the morning stars. Who sang together? And all the sons of God shouted for joy. Were you there? And, you know, Job said, now, wait a minute, Lord. I know I can't do all you're saying, but I believe that you can do it. See, one thing I know, somebody was asking me the other day, says, what about with the finger of God? And here's what God said, according to the bodies that we live in. He said, but if I cast that demon with this finger of God, should the kingdom of God has come upon me. And you know what? When we cast out, now I'm going to the deeper talk to you right quick. And it's not deep, but it's so like drinking cornbread, eating wheat bread, eating a lamb here. But if I cast out demons with this finger of God, surely the kingdom of God has come upon me. I believe it. And you know, when God hand to hand, Ezekiel said this, the word of the Lord came as blessed to Ezekiel, the priest, the son of Buzz, in the land of Chaldean, by the river of Chebar, and the hand of the Lord on him there. God has a hand. See, God is saying we were created in his image. God has a spiritual hand, but we have a physical hand, but we also have a part of us. It's called a spirit. And that is what takes us where we are right now. When the spirit of God is no longer there, when there is no blood, the body does not live. That went deep. And see, the arm, as we talked about the hand, the finger, but here about the arm of God. He's given us to understand, he says it in Exodus 6:6. Therefore, say to the children of Israel, I am the Lord. I will bring you out from under the burden of the Egyptian. Let me stop right there. Listen to me, America. God wants to bring us from under the burden of those people that cannot understand nor believe that God is using us. The arm of the Lord, I will rescue you from the bondage, and I will redeem you with my outstretched arm and judgment. America's in trouble. The church, as we know it, you think the church is not a safe place? The church is being attacked because that's Satan's operation, his mode of operation. He comes to attack the church. You know who we are? The church. He comes and attack us. He don't care. He's a skin for skin. That's what he said. And when we look at this, and here again, I will say this. See, when we look at the eyes, you see, the eyes, we can see things. When light comes into our eyes, body becomes in. We see things. And we still have not yet understood it, but we know God can. A man can be alive and yet be dead because no light get in there. And when I read Zechariah 4:10, for who he despised the day of small things, for these were 700 jars to see. The plumb line and the hand of Zebarula, they are the eyes of the Lord. which scan to and fro throughout the whole earth. Nobody but God. God's ability. God put this. And if you don't know nothing about the plumb line, it's perpendicular to where it is. It's up and down. It lines up with the North Star. It lines up with the East Star. And it's a plumb line that is used in land survey. But I want to show you something else. The ear. You mean God has an ear? Yeah. And Samuel heard all the words of the people. And he repented them in the hearing of the Lord. Samuel, 1 Samuel 8:21. See, God is a great God. He's still merciful, knowing us and loving us, and let it be known. And here's what the word says in Isaiah 40. And you know what? If you really want to get a full interpretation of what God is doing, I would say to you, go back and read the book of Isaiah. When you finish up those 66 chapters, and you go and take the New Testament, you're going to find that, hey, God put it all together. 39 on the stripes of Jesus Christ, and the rest were there. And I will say this to you tonight as I speak to you. Isaiah 40, chapter 5, verse 5 says, the glory of the Lord shall be revealed. O my Lord, the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. The prophecy has been spoken of, and when Jesus and God come back, every eye shall see him. All presidents, all governors, all mayors, all councilmen, all inside, outside, all liars, all those who say they stand in the right place, they're going to see him eye by eye. You know, and some going to weep and wail when he come back. And some going to praise, because I read in the book of John, it says, little children, he said, those who know the Father, who know the Son, if you know the Son, you know the Father. But if you don't know the Father, you don't know the Son. Because he puts it in words, he said, but later on he said, listen, he said, remember now, this is the confidence I want you to have, because he's coming back. Then when he come back, don't be ashamed what you're going to see. Man, we don't know what we're going to see, but we believe that what we see is what God said he is, because God is, God is. My. Moses said, ooh, he said, Lord, may I see you? He said, I want to see you. The people said, I need to see you. God said, Moses, impossible. What you mean it's impossible, Lord? He said, because you can't stand and look upon my face. But I tell you what I do. He said, I will pass by you and put you in the hollow of the rock. And as I pass by, God have mercy, you can see my hind part. That's how brought into us in understanding, because God is who he says. Let me show you something. The mind of the Lord. See, God has a mind. Well, you know, we say about E equals MC squared, greater than that. We say to man, we got new mathematicians. E equals energy, time to mass squared equals 2. Multiplication. Time flies by 186,000 miles per second. But to reach from one point to another. But nobody knows. They said they were sent a machine out there into the universe. And they said they've gone over 1 billion miles. And they're still getting signals. But God has allowed it. Because he knows what he's going to do. Every eye shall see him. Even those who did it to him in the flesh. May I say this to you, beloved? Let us have the mind of God. In Leviticus, it says, then they put him in custody, that the mind of the Lord might be shown to them. And see, many people don't want to understand what the Lord will do for you. But God can take a crazy man and make him a sane man. Have I got a witness? Somebody that look like they're stupid got the mind of God. Well, you know, a little child, when God speaks, we must become as little children. By us becoming as little children, we can come to God and say, Lord, without you, I can do nothing. But I will say this to you, the heart of God. And then, you know, how many of you out there listening to me can have the heart of God? Can you love when somebody's done you wrong? Can you love despite what you're going through? Can you love despite not having nothing to eat? Can you love? Can you love, love, love? Yes. All things are possible. Not some, all things are possible to those that believe. Wow. Let me tell you about the heart of God. Let me tell you. It hates God so hard about his son because this is always here. It was a plan that God had put it in because God cannot stand to look upon sin. And you know, Satan was in heaven, who was Lucifer, thought that he was somebody good. He's the biggest lie you can ever meet. And when he comes in, says, no, can't get in here. You need to keep yourself sharp. Put on the fullness of the armor, the helmet. Put it on, the armor of God. Put it on so that when the enemy comes in like a flood, you know what you have to do. You can stop him. We ain't going to give the devil no right. No, not going to give him no right. Why are we not going to give him no right? Because he'll take an inch if you give him a foot. He'll take another. Well, you know, I need some more space. Of what? Can believe. Yeah, we can believe. And here's something. Third, the Lord God. Yet thou art a man and not God. Though thou hast set thine heart as the heart of God. God was talking to the enemy. Lucifer thought himself to be somebody. Wasn't nobody. Thought he's a man, so he got the heart. My heart, I'm a man, I'm God. Ain't nothing but a liar. And I'm saying, get away from that. Because we need to stay on God's word. Let me tell you something. Here's what I will take you to. It says, bury with him in baptism. We will raise with him in faith in the working of God, who raised him from the dead. God still loves us in this earth realm. And America needs some help. But I got everybody in their own corner. Quiet on that. I'm going to say it again. Everybody got their own saying. But what does the Word of God say? If God tell you what to do, obey God and His Word. Because I have to stand before God. And here what I want to say to us who believe the word of the living God, and that's the 3:24. This will bring us into what I'm talking about. I got 36 seconds before I start praying. And then the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire in the midst of a bush. So he looked, and behold, the bush was burning with fire, but the bush was not consumed. Then Moses said, I will now turn aside and see what great sight. Why the bush does not burn. So when the Lord saw, he turned aside to look. God called him from the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. Willie, Willie, prophets, prophetess, apostles, teachers, pastors, evangelists, God is calling us. God needs us. So those of you out there who want us to pray with you, you can get on the line with me. The line is wide open. But I want to start a prayer. because I've been thanking God all day long what God has done for me, what he has done to me, what he's done for me. And God is so good. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come to you at this particular hour saying thank you for everything that you have done this day, Father. From the rising of the sun to the setting of the sun, you are still God. And beside you, there is none other. We come to say we love you, want to thank you for what you've done, Father. From the rising of the sun to the setting of the sun, you're still God. And then, Father, we take an attitude to believe your word. For it's your word that moves us. It's your word that shakes us. It's your word that sharpens us. It's your word is alive in us. And we thank you for the word. And the word became God and dwelt amongst us. And Father, because the word lives in us, we want to thank you, Father. We pray for those who don't have you on their side. We pray for them, Father. We pray for someone who walk in the wrong path of life, who are seeing what they want to see and saying what they want to say, but not coming to you. Forgive them, O Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. And then moreover, Father, forgive me of all my sins that I might have committed, knowingly and unknowingly. May the blood of Jesus Christ cover me from the crown to the soul. But, Father, that you will give me full instruction what must be done in the latter days. Father, we know that your word says you're soon to return. Not so much that you're soon to return. You are soon to return. That we might go out and tell the untold. They need Jesus. And because they need Jesus, they need to know they need a match maker. They need one who can make life better for them. They need one who can make a good path for them. They need one who can make their laying down and getting up. They know they need one who can heal their body. And it's through Jesus Christ that we say to those who are listening, Jesus gave his life for us that we might be taken out of this dark world, put into the life of his dear son, Jesus Christ. And because he did that, he did it for us, the promise he made to the Father. If you will watch over me, send me to him, I'll go die for them. He came to die for us, Father. I said, thank you, Father. When my eyes couldn't understand it, now my heart feel it. Now my ears could hear the real truth. But moreover, when I see it, I touch it, I taste the word more now, and I thank you for it. The quickness that you have placed in my body, in my mind, in my spirit, to understand that there is no God but God. No matter what the enemy comes against, we stand. We stand. We stand with the believer. We stand with the fivefold. We stand up and declare that Jesus is still Lord, Father. And Father, I want to say thank you for the prayer warriors that you have out there that are praying and that are calling upon the name of Jesus. And then, Father, you know, because the rising of the sun early this morning, you were still right there. And you're even there right now. And I thank you for it. Father, I just love you for everything you've done. Somewhere, all seven continents. Father, there's almost 3 billion people in the earth realm. But they said, according to statistics, that they have every 60 seconds. Somebody leaving this earth realm, that somebody's being born. But Father, I'm asking you, those who are being born of the natural birth, may those be born in the spirit of the living God. May they come up out of darkness to the marvelous light. May they will take hold of the truth and lie not. May they believe on God. For God, you are the Father. You are the Creator. It is you who have the preeminence. Thank you for letting Jesus suffer for us, died, buried, resurrected, came back to heaven, sent back the Holy Spirit for us, and now sits on the right hand of you, Father. We know we have a mediator between Hallelujah. And we want to say thank you, because it's you who said it. You have a mediator who intercedes for us. He is our high priest, Father, even as Melchizedek, the saint. And we want to say thank you. Pray for America today, Father. Pray for every state. Pray for somebody. Pray, Father. We pray that somebody will leave their ways, fall out with the wrongness that they're doing. Somebody that's begging, stop begging and believe. Stop crying and start praising. Father, we need you today. We need you today. I need you more in my life than ever before. And Father, I just thank you for this day. I thank you for this hour. I thank you for your ability to even fix it where the voice goes around the world. Not my voice, but yours, Father, for the rising of your word. Hallelujah. Whew. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then, Father, I ask you from one state to another state, let your footprints of love go across. Let your footprints of love go across. From Texas to New York, by Georgia, Florida, Mississippi, New York, California, Wyoming, Montana, Idaho, all the way around, and let there be an influx of the Holy Spirit to the believers. We got some who are high and mighty. Got some according to the book of Psalms, Father. Please forgive them who see themselves as sitting high, looking low, got rich, not poor, got good cause, no bad cause. See themselves and say, well, I don't have to go through this. Lord, but it's you. You make all things possible. Father, I love you. I thank you for every word you hang in me as I cry out to you, Father. Not because what somebody else, but because what you are doing in me, Father. The time I spend with you, I spend royal time with you. I thank you for waking me up. When I sleep, you're there. Your word says, take the word, my son. Take the word. Put it around my neck. And remember your mother's law. Remember, the word shall go to sleep with you. The word shall be there when you sleep. When you wake up, it'll be there to talk to you. And your word has never failed, Father. From the rising and the setting, I thank you for it, Father. I thank you for the McCoy family. Thank you for the family in Georgia. Thank you for the family in Ohio. Matter of fact, all 50 states, all families, oh God, and the fullness of your peace be upon all of us. And I ask you right now, Father, those who are sick in the body, who can believe, we speak healing to their bodies. We send the word to them because the word is effective. It is effective. It never fails. And you send your word to them, Father. It shall return unto you. It won't come back, Lord, but it'll come what you send it to do. And your word, we send healing of your word to the nations because we know, Father, the time we live in right now, Father, I pray, Mom, I pray, Father, that we will let this country we live in and the world can see it. Let us unify ourselves in peace. Let us unify ourselves in humility. Let us unify ourselves in seeing who we are. No one can come up to the coast of God, but, Father, those of us who believe, you've given us such an inalienable right that we can do it. No matter what we say or do, you've given us, Father. And I say thank you, Father. I said, thank you for everything you have done. The fivefold ministry needs to come together. Everybody is arguing and fussing, even the body of believers. Have mercy upon us, Father. Have mercy upon us. We're your children. Chastise us, Father. Chastise us. Let us not look down on no one, but let's look up to Jesus Christ, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. For it is through him we're able to do this. It is you, Father. I said, thank you. I said, thank you for everything. I said, thank you for it. Thank you for it, Father. Thank you for it. from his, hallelujah, oh, hallelujah, somebody somewhere, some son, some daughter, bless them going and coming. Bless them, Father. Let them know that the Bible says in the book of Ephesians what our children are supposed to obey. Even when they become adults, they still are supposed to obey the elders. And every child, Father, submit and commit under Jesus Christ. For without Jesus, Father, there's nothing we can do. But through Jesus, we can do all things. Somebody is calling right now, Father, calling upon your name right now. Will you please hear? Will you please hear us, Father? Will you please hear us, Father, that we might reach the unreached and tell the untold and not be ashamed to do what you said do? Show us in all 50 states that we now live in that we're unified. And those who don't want to follow along, we're going to just, hey, we'll come back, but we're moving on. And Father, if they decide to get back in the race, we don't want them to be a stepping stone against us. We want to be a stepping stone for them to push them into the body of Christ. Let us come, Father. For you put your hand upon the man or woman who is to lead your people to the truth. And Father, because your word is true, your word, your word, your word. And Father, I thank you for everything that you have done in America. Because we are supposed to be, we got to be the greatest nation on the earth. We pray for Israel. We pray, Father, because your words, that he that keepeth Israel shall never sleep nor slumber. Watch over, Father. Keep Israel, our home, our new home. Keep us, Father. Even though we're yet in America, we believe your word, for your word has incorporated us to the fact that we must believe in what you're going to do for us, through us, and by us. Pray this night that somebody will come to understand, Father, without you, Willie Hunter can't make it. No matter how many degrees I got, no matter how much money I have, it's zero in God's presence. It's the joy of the Lord. It's the peace of the Lord. It's the word of the God, of the Lord. It's Father being able to speak a word against the enemy and declare to bind him and loosen him from this particular family, association, whatever he's doing, Father. And I thank you, Father. I pray, Father. I pray for that man who's running astray, who want to be obedient to the word, to the husband, who's destroying his wife, who treats her like she's a whore, who treats her like she's lost to the cause. Hear my prayer, O God. Let the woman who's doing this likewise, let them become and say, let us repent and come before the living God that he might use us greatly in a more consecrated position. And then, Father, there are many who say that they can, but they're liars. Many people out there say they're going to do that, number liars, but I still love them. I want to love them out of their lying unto the truth of Jesus Christ. Not only me, but my prayer warriors, my prayer partners. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the prayer line daily that comes on the air. Thank you, Holy Father. And then, Father, it's time for men and women to stop sitting back like they're S-T-U-P-I-D, but they're S-T-R-O-N-G, because you have greater strength to give to us. I thank you, Father, from one shore to the other shore. Let's stop by in Utah and bless somebody, Father. Somebody needs a blessing now, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Have mercy upon them and stop somewhere in Idaho, Father. Somebody there, Father. Let the word of Jesus Christ be preached to the highest esteem. And let us not see that this where we are is better than this or better than that. Let the word of God be sure and pure. Let it be sure and pure. Let every one of us who say we love the Lord come to one point. We have to all come to a conclusion. One Lord, one baptism, and one hallelujah, one Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. Thank you. I thank you, Father, for keeping your hands on us continuously, letting us know that you keep us by the, as we read in your word, Father. Your eyes are searching this earth. You're looking for it. I want to be that one in this hour who can reach out and touch you, Father. You can use me to the point where the eyes, when the eyes that can't see will be made whole. Hearts that were sickened will be healed. Legs that are broken will be healed. Those who will come out even have the power to raise the dead from a dead level to perpendicular to the square. Because I know you don't give me that power. I have that power. I can speak it. Come forth, come forth. I thank you, Father, for this Saturday night. Hallelujah. I glory to your name. My song is, I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord as long as I live. No matter what happened, I'm going to trust in you. And the old folk will say, I will trust in the Lord. Yes, I will. I'm going to trust in you, Father. I'm going to trust until the day I die. And then I'm going to still believe in you're going to resurrect this body. You're going to quicken it. Hallelujah. You're going to let the Spirit come back to it. And you're going to bring it. I pray, Father, that the things I do while I'm living in this body, that I will let it be known that it's only you, through you, by you, and for you. May it be sharp. May it be quick. May it be pure. Let it be to the point where it's you, O God. And I love you, what you're doing, Father. I praise your fullness in it, Father, right now. I declare and decree Jesus Christ is our Lord. I declare and I decree the word of God shall not fall on dumb ears. It shall not fall on dumb ears. But the word of God, Father, the prayer we pray for somebody right now that's crying out and crying out to you. Let the fire come through us, by us, around us. Let the Holy Ghost move us like we've never been moved before, Father. For it is your word that sharpens us. It's your word that quickens us. It's your word we live by. And we say, thank you, Father. Somewhere, somebody's crying out. Have mercy upon them right now. Arizona right now, Father. As you give me the state, pray for somebody that's in Arizona, and the state of Texas and the state of USA today. I pray for them, Father. I pray that their sins be forgiven through Jesus Christ as they receive him as their Lord. And may the bold ones that are there believing will reach out and touch them, Father, with the word of God, teaching and preaching, and by example what God is doing. And, Father, I said, thank you. I said, thank you. Look over there in Oklahoma, Father. Look at Oklahoma. Oh, my shandi, he ho ho shabbati. Ombaki shandi, lady boqua. Bless them, Father. Bless Oklahoma, Father. It needs a word. Your word. Let your word come forth. As it was said in the book of Isaiah, it says, behold, he said, oh, I was a man undone. He said, but the Lord came by. And he took the coals of the fire and touched me with his mouth. The Holy Spirit came and touched me, and we know that we're different. And I said, thank you for what you've done. Thank you for what you've done, what you're doing in us right now. And, Father, there is no fear of the enemy, but it's the fear of you who has the final word. Therefore, we bow to you constantly. We bow to you constantly. Obedience in your word, obedience in your word. And, Father, some of us, including myself, we have not tired like we should. Will you forgive us? Will you put us on that path of righteousness, Father, that we can receive the manifold of blessings that you have given unto us, Father? For you said in your word, Father, you said we'll become the head and not the tail. We shall become above and not beneath. We shall come lenders and not borrow. And I ask you to forgive America, become a borrowing nation, a borrowing money. Rather than be a lender, the ones that are lending us, they've taken the position that we've taken. And forgive us, Father. Forgive us, Father, in the name of Jesus. And then, Father, you step by. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Go to Ohio, Father, and just bless them. All around in the Ohio, somewhere else, that blessing need to be poured out. Hallelujah, Father. We thank you, even in New Jersey, Father, they need a blessing. Let it be so that your word can be sharper. Let it be so your word can be quick. Let it be so your word will be quicker. And for this, we say thank you. It's because we love you. It's because we love you. It's because we say thank you. It's because of you, Father. Hallelujah. And I say, Father, stop over in Florida. Somewhere in Florida, somewhere, somebody's practicing the wrong thing. They're lying, they're cheating, they're stealing. They're doing what they think they need to do. But you, Father, I don't know their name, but you know them, Father. I pray for them right now. Even in Georgia, even in Alabama, even in Mississippi, even in Texas, Father, let the fullness of the fire, whoosh, oh my God, woo, let it roll through those states, Father. Tennessee, hallelujah, Kentucky, let it flow through North and South Carolina. Let it flow, let it flow, let it flow. Let your word flow. Let it be quick and sharp and pure. And then, Father, hallelujah, the prayer, the petition that we present to you, make it come to pass in this life and the life is to come, Father. Father, we say thank you. We know that there's a rising of the time that you say that promotion will come from the east or the west, from the north or the south, but the promotions come from you, Father. And because you can promote us, we just come and say thank you. We praise you. We adore you. We love you. And we thank you for everything that you've done, Father. I pray you will keep my house, what I have given me. We will keep it, Father, by faith in Jesus Christ. We have a faith factor in our lives. Faith that is seen is not faith. Faith that believes what God says. For Father, you gave your witnesses to come and say, starting off, Father, and we want to thank you, Father, who brought us in the greatest, greatest mystery of what you're doing. Father, that was a mystery in the body of Christ. But the mystery is, we shall live, hallelujah. The Apostle Paul said, Father, as he was telling the brothers to all the churches, he said, listen, the greatest mystery that was made in this hour was given to me to tell you Gentiles. Jesus Christ has extended a hope for you. You can come into the whole body as it was with the Jews, correct, Lord, with the Israelites. And Father, we know that we have the same right, that one man, hallelujah, that one man through Jesus Christ. Where you said there is no Jew or Gentile free or bond. It's one Lord and one Lord. And it's you, Father. It is you, Father, who so designed it so that there be one man through Jesus Christ, who paid the price that we might have it today, Father. And somewhere, behind each preacher that's going to preach tomorrow, I pray that they will have a holy understanding. May they become sanctified themselves through prayer. May they sanctify themselves through their living. May they sanctify themselves through what they're going to do. Let them not be a pushover. Let them not go and try to be guardians over the people, but more or less shepherds. Watch over the flock. Don't flirt them. Don't push them. Don't argue with them. Love the flock that you place us over. And I know, Father, you've given me one. I thank you for it. I pray, Father, what you're doing in me, through me, and others that will believe in also, they will have what is needed. For you have promised us, Father, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. We're going to get up and we're going to run. We ain't going to get tired. Hallelujah. We're going to mount up with the wings of an eagle. And we're just going to move on out because it's your word that takes us to another place. For the rising, you said, Father, in your word. You said, Father, if we would come back to you, you'll come back to us. And you come back to us. And here we are, Father. Somebody's crying out. Father, well, you said in your word, and your word is what we live by. It's your word, Father. It's your word that I live by. Teach me how to humble myself more. Teach me, Father, through humility, I can be what you said I'm supposed to be. And because Jesus Christ became obedient and he humbled himself even to death, let us do likewise, because he's an example. Let us modify, simplify what he's doing, has done. And Father, give us the fullness of your love, the kindness of your love, the exportation of it, that we can reach out and touch somebody. Somebody don't love us, but we still love them. We know that the enemy of darkness, he has no love for us, neither do we, because we want to reach the people. Black man, white man, rich man, poor man, you need to repent. Come unto Jesus Christ. If you're running the road doing it wrong, God is not there. If you know that you're out in a secularized perspective, you're not there. If you look down upon yourself as being a nothing, let me give you the word. Look unto the Lord. Look unto Jesus Christ. Accept him. Lord, here I am. I need you. I don't understand what is happening, but Father, you can send somebody along, even a child, who can teach them. Who can teach them. Jesus came as a little sheep, and he taught those men. The words he spoke in that hour, but it's still the day. Who is this young man that speaks with such authority, speaking with such power? We want the younger people today, Father. We put our arms around them and let them know that we're here to help them as the elder. Let us teach them. Here's what the word says we must do. Father, I thank you. Not because they can sing, they're going to be a better pastor. Not because they got a word, they're going to be better. No, because they have the love of God that is implanted in them and the gifts that you give them for the full manifestation that they will, and they will come, and they will come upon us and will bless us. And let us know, Father. Let us know, Father. We don't want to be like it was in Revelation, those churches. We want to know that we know that we know we know that God is. And then, Father, you said there were those seven churches. You said, in those seven churches, you said, he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. I don't know if you're the Laodicea, Sardis, Philadelphia, but if you're in the church of the living God, stay there. Be there. Don't try to put yourself higher than anybody else. Remember, God has authority. It's a wonderful world. This world is coming to pass. We are reading right now, Father, because we were down for those 2 weeks that a meteor that was a part of so many lodges that it passed this came in so many miles. But you know, Lord, your word is quickening us to come to know. Because we shall no longer live in this body of flesh. But we're going to live in a spiritual body like you, Jesus. I pray, Father, that I be the kind of man that you can accept this hour. I pray, Father, that I be the man who will lead and guide. Even though I can't blame my father, but you left me, Father. You had me to bring me up. Here I am, my son. He has a son that's on the way, Bracer, and I pray for him, Father. I pray for his grandmother, Martha, L. Hunter. I pray for her. When we see him, we shall rejoice. Even the two that we have, we rejoice, Father. We know that we're the matriarchs, and we say thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you for all the money and wealth you're putting in my hands. Pray, Father, that I will bless the needy and call those things to be not, Father. Hallelujah. I love you, Father. I know, Father, that when we push from the backside, we got to speak to it. Get out of my way. We speak the word. Mountain, be moved. Sickness, be moved. Be moved, the word of God says it. We speak it, Father. Hallelujah. In Luke 11, 20, 28:29. You know, we speak the word. If this mountain be in our way, we speak to be thou moved. Move, mountain, sickness. Move, mountain, lion. Move, mountain. Father, we speak to those who have the fullness of understanding. And some of us, Father, we ask you to labor in our souls, Father. Labor, Father, we come before you that we get a priestly cleansing, that we can be of the royal host to do what you've called us to do, Father. Let our mind, all things be pure, but not to those that defile the unbelieving. Let us let them know that if you're an unbeliever, nothing is pure, but their minds and conscience are defiled. Let us tell them the mind must be clear, Father. Teach us, O Father, to lead the men and women to the quickness of your love, Father. Let them not have bitterness, because bitterness, like hate, is like the stomach is just roaring with such a vile smell. And Father, let this bitterness not be always with the stomach of the teeth and the hand. Let us know, God, for it is you, Father. For you say in the bitterness, look diligently. We need to look at ourselves and not fall so that we won't fall short of your grace, Father, that any bitterness will spring up in us and for us and about us and cause us to have trouble with you, God. I don't mind getting in word with this trouble with this world, but in trouble with you, Father, it has a great payment. And you love us. Father, I want to thank you, Father. I want to thank you, Father. I want to thank you for everything you have done for us, through us, and by us. See, we want to take you on a guard ourselves. Guard ourselves so that we won't be affected by what we see. Our garments, let us wear the garments of holiness. If we're going to be in that area that you call us, Father, let it be known. For this, Father, I said thank you. And, Father, I thank you for some that you gave unto us. He said, behold, we desire the truth in all our parts. And you will, and in the hidden part, you will make me to know wisdom. You will make me to know wisdom, Father. You will purge me with hyssop, that I shall be clean. Wash me, and I'll be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness. Help me, Father. Hide your face from my sins and blot out my iniquities, Father. And create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away, Father, away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Please, Father, don't take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore me to the joy of your salvation. It's your salvation, Father. I thank you for it. Somebody in America needs you right now, Father. Let there be a resurrection of the Lord in their life, Father. And you said you will uphold us with your generous spirit. Because you are upholding us. It is you, Father. It's not so much what I heard, but it's you that I believe. I believe what your word is doing. I believe what your word is saying. I believe all things are possible. They're possible because I believe. I believe what your word says. I believe. I want to get just soaked with the word of God. And your word says, it should come to pass, you're going to pour out your spirit. You're going to pour it out. You're going to pour it out on all flesh. Hallelujah. You're going to do it, Father. You're going to pour it out. Oh, yes, and you're pouring it out, Father. And you said our sons and daughters shall prophesy. They're going to have words to come to teach and preach. And the old men, the dreams, and the young men, they're going to have vision. They're going to see it, Father. Hallelujah. The men and the women servants, Father, you said in your word, you pour out your spirit. Hallelujah. In this hour, in these last days, pour it out on this radio station, Father. Ooh. Thank you, Father. Let the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of the living God, And, Father, because we know that we know that we know, Father, even when the enemy come against us, we still keep the faith to believe all things are working for us. And, Father, I want to thank you for the time. I want to thank you for the time, Father. I want to thank you for the ability to reach out, Father, and the healing, Father. For you said the healing. You sent healing to all of us, and we believe because we just believe you're healing us. You're healing our minds, our bodies. You're bringing us to a point where we can love you, Father. And then, Father, it's you because I said thank you. I said thank you because it's you that I love. It's you that I adore. It's you I say hallelujah. It's you, Father. It's you. And then, Father, some young lady, some young man, I pray you will, the word will reach out through someone teaching. Or say a kind word. Or say a kind word. Because kind words don't push away, but an angry word stirs up much strife. And then, Father, because you've allowed us, your favorite word is love. It's love, Father. Down into our souls, Father. In the deep archives of our souls. Let your love rise up. Let it rise up like never before. From the east to the west, from the north to the south. Let it rise in the name of Jesus Christ. And Jesus, we love you. We adore you. We magnify you because of what you did for us. Will you lead us to the Father? Will you lead us to the, yes, Lord. Will you lead us to the Father? And you're leading us to the Father because we have solidified ourselves in your presence. And you've said to the Father, we can trust you. Nothing I have, Father, can do what you've done for me. All I have is my love for you. I don't have $1 trillion, I don't have this and that, but all I have for you is the love. I don't mind letting the world know Jesus Christ is the lover of my soul. You are the lover of my soul. You are the quickener of my soul. You're the chief. You're the chief. You're the one. You're the architect. You, Father, through Jesus Christ. Because he's led me to you, Father, I bow before you. And I honor you, Holy Father. I carry out your word. For the years you've left me in the earth realm, that when I shall depart from one side to the other side, Father, from glory to glory, I'll be there. But while I'm here walking in this earth realm, let not my time be short, but let my time be efficient to do what you've left me to do. The friends that I have, the blood-bought friends, I stand with them, Father. Those who are in pursuit, we left the light on so they can come on in. Because that's much room on this ship. And we said, thank you, Father. We pray, Father, in these last hours that we come. And we said, thank you, Father. And let the episodes in our lives be full of love and kindness and gentleness and meekness that you can superside in our bodies. For without you, we can't do nothing. Thank you, Father, for everything that you have done for us. Because of you, Father, you know that you know because you are God Almighty. Woo! Praise you. 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 Praise you, Father. Yes, 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 yes. Praise you. I praise you. I praise you, Father. 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 Praise you. For the visions you've given to me, make them come more clear to me, Father, but you showing me what you're having me to do. for the authority you've given me to do. Hallelujah. You're teaching me, Father. And for this, Father, I want to be the best for you, Father, in this hour, Father, while I live in this body, Father. I thank you for everything you're doing. Hallelujah. I praise you. I praise you, Father. I praise you, Father. Hallelujah to 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 you, Father. It's your word. Your word is true. Your word is true. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for all that you have done for us, all that you're doing even right now, Father. Nobody cannot do what you've done. You're still God, and without you, there's nothing. And with this, I say I love you. I praise you. I adore you. Hallelujah. And then, Father, oh, glory to your name, Father. 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 Glory to your name. We glorify your name, Father. We glorify, Father. We glorify. And I thank you. I thank you, Father. I thank you, Father. I thank you for letting me spend this time in your presence. I thank you, Father, for the continuation of it. I thank you, Father. I thank you for it. I thank you for my wife. I thank you for my son and daughter. I thank you for my grandson. I thank you, Father. I thank you for what you've done. And oh, hallelujah. I thank you, Father. We bind every spirit, every foul spirit that's of the enemy, and we declare and decree. We loosen your hold and we command you to go. In the name of Jesus Christ, the authority that you put in our voices, the thought you put in our heart, the authority you put in our mind, it's the God authority. It's the God conscience that we have. Thank you, Father. Thank you for letting what you've given me to make it, Father, to cascade it. Thank you, Father, for everything. I pray for Reverend McNeil. I pray that you will let healing come upon his body. The lady down the street with healing. All those in my neighborhood, let healing flow over Riverwood. Let all sin be chastised and come out in the name of Jesus. Those of us love you, Father. Those of us know that without you we can do nothing. And for this I said, thank you, Father. Oh, ba-ba-ba, si ande sore mama soko, isho mama maseata, isho kose dele baba. We love you, Father. Yes, we do. Because it's you, oh God. I thank you, Father. I thank you. Yes, Father. You give us power. You give us the power to do. Not so much because we think, but because your word is pure. Your word is sure. Because your word became life. And because it became life, we have a right to the tree of life. And for this, we say, thank you, Father. Father, we thank you. We love you. We adore you. And then, Father, because of who you are, we say, thank you. Because we know what you can do, we still say thank you. We don't want to live in darkness. We want to live in the light every day of our life. You bring us closer. As we come closer, closer. You said to Jesus who told us, say, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. We come, Father. Come that your kingdom, as it is on earth, as it is in heaven. There is no sickness, there is no lying, no cheating, no sinners, no sin. But let it be on earth while we're here, Lord. Hallelujah. We love you, Father. But it's you who can do it. It's you. Oh, glory to your name. Give us this day, Father. Give us this day. This day we count it as joy because tomorrow is not promised. We give it because we have a relief. Give us this day our daily bread, that our bodies will not be eating of physical food, but spiritual food of your word. As you said, Jesus, in the 17th chapter of John, he said, Father, the hour has come. And Father, because you pointed out to us through Jesus Christ, he said, Father, he said, Holy Father. He said, Oh, Father. He said, Father, we say it the same he said, because without you, we, Willie Hunter, can do nothing. Nothing. Strengthen me, Father. Strengthen me in the spirit. Strengthen me in the arena of faith. Let me continue to reach out and touch and speak your word. Faith comes by hearing, and by hearing the word of God. May I read your word back to me. According to Joshua 1 and 6 through the last, no, you said, I want to be courageous. I want to be courageous. I want to be full of faith. I want to be compact with the faith. I want to take your word and mutter up on it and just chew on it and say, this is your word. It's alive. It's quick. There's more power than anything in this world. Your word. Hallelujah, Father. I love you for everything. And Father, forgiveness is always a problem. I ask you today, forgive somebody that we don't know, somebody that we might know. If we've done anything against anybody, hurt them the wrong way, before we can get to them, we just pull our basket, whatever we have, that we go to them. If you show it to us, because we love you so much, we don't want nothing to stand in our bodies, in our way, what you have for us, a royal diadem. Thank you, Holy Father. I thank you, Father. Thank you. I thank you for this time that we've had together. I thank you for the love. Yes, Father. I thank you for it. I thank you for down putting of your word in my spirit. I said, thank you, Lord. Yes. Thank you, Holy Father. I love you so much, Father. I pray for my entire family in the body of Christ. I pray that we will come to one understanding, to unify, not think we're better than anybody else. We're so close to you, but we all are close to you because you said we're all one according to what you've given us. I thank you, Father. My mind must be the mind of Jesus Christ. My thoughts must sort of react to the same way God's thought. Well, you said, Father, my thought, your thoughts are not my thoughts, because I want to be spiritual. I want to be so holy. I want to be holy because you're holy, Father. I want to be able to be in a spiritual place where you can use my body, even if it goes to say to the president, the Lord told me to tell you, and when the bodyguards come up, let the guns be silent. Let the voice be silent, but thus saith the Lord. Speak a word to us, Father. And Father, I pray for David Allen, for what he's gone through, to reveal, that you use him to reveal to the body of Christ, to those who have committed abortions, who lied in the movement of traffic of the younger people and making them do what they're doing, sexual transformation. And Father, those in the district office that have not even said there was no conviction. And we know that this city we live in is a place of filth and sin. And I'm asking to put a new mayor there. Please, Father, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, that we can take hold of the fullness of your word. Let it be reached out. Let somebody with a heart come forth. We agree, Father. If it's your choice, Father, well, you say, promotion don't come from the east to the west, nor to the south. The promotion comes from you, Father. And for this we say thank you.
We said thank you, Father. We said thank you for everything that you have done. It's you, Holy Father. It's you. And I said thank you. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Father. Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Father, for everything that you've done for us. And, Father, as we just go on and we say what you've done for us and what you've done through us, we said thank you. We said thank you, thank you. Father, I've had 10,000 songs. I said, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, hallelujah, because you are God. And, Father, on this day in the earth realm, as we say on a Saturday, hallelujah, on the 19th of the month of October, we come to give you praise. We come to edify you, to love you, to let the world know that we serve a resurrected God. And so, Father, as our time with you is spent well, we thank you for it. Will you keep us? Download your spiritual principles to us to live by. Oh, I love you so much. I do, Father. Where I was, you were still there. Because you kept your mighty hand up. Not only me, but those who are believing. And I know you're causing us to rise up. To rise up. Because of you, Holy Father. And for this we said thank you. Thank you. Thank you for everything you have done. From the rising of the sun to the setting of the sun, you are still God. Thank you. Father, you said in your word we will become. You said you will let the rain be poured out upon what we will have. You said the rain shall come down and shall water the field. It shall, Father. It shall. You said we will be the head and the tail. You said we are above and not beneath. We become a lender, not a borrower. Forgive America for sin. Let the blood of Jesus come in. Let the consciousness of God come into people. And when the enemy tries to overrun them with foolish and propaganda of lies, the prophets lie and say this, and the apostles and the pastors and the teachers, they are not of you, God. Paul told us, they are not of you, God. They are not of you. Let us be wise. Let us stay in the place that you put us in. And I thank you for it. Thank you for it. I thank you for it. For this hour of my life in the earth realm, Father, I lift up my hand and say, Yahweh, 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 yada, 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 yada. I praise you, Father. Oh, thank you, Father, for all that you have done this day for the greatness that you use. I thank you, Father. I give you the praise. I give you the glory. And I praise you. And it's time, Father. My words, Father. May you keep me. May you watch over me. May you enrich me. May you keep me sharp and humble and holy and meek to see and quick to hear, slow to answer. Bring me up in your way. Bring me up in your will. Prepare me for the task that you have for me. I thank you, Father. I thank you. I thank you once again. I thank you, Father. I thank you once again, Father. Oh, hallelujah. I love you, Father. For this day, we said amen in Jesus' name. Well, I thank everybody who's on the line with me, listening and praying with me. And I want you to know we love God. We thank God, and we believe that God is, and we're going to continue to just say what God called us to do. I know God is raising up a people that can believe. We can reach and touch and heal. And remember this, we live by faith and not by sight. We speak the word of truth. We speak what God is speaking to us. We speak what God is doing through us.
So as I close out tonight, shalom, shalom, shalom. May the Lord of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and of our Lord Jesus Christ be with us. Be with us until he shall return. And I want to let you know, until that time again, the peace of God will continue to keep you as you walk down these streets, because one day there's going to be a time where we will take the gifts and we're going to throw them at his feet, and we're going to say, Father, it's you. It's you. And remember what I said, the Lord loves you. For he said, behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me. Until next time, peace of God be with you.